And that is the message I wanted to pass to you, that yes, it's not just certain people from certain segments of society. It's up to all of us to effect and make change. And if you don't, what you're doing is just perpetrating injustice. If you don't do anything, you're perpetrating injustice. And that in itself is a major, major sin, a major no-no. So go and think about this. And then another thing I'd like to do is just dedicate this talk today to all those people all over the world who are really catching hell, especially from natural disasters, which seem to be happening more often now than ever before. And it's probably because of the way we've treated nature. You know, scientists come up with cute words like global warming and climate change, but I say no. Nature is fighting back. Nature has had it, and they're fighting back. But the people who are catching hell, and most of the time are poor people. So that, and then the people that we see running every day with little bundles on their backs on television, crying and falling and dying, running from crossfire and danger to seek calm and a peaceful environment. And if you look at those people, you find that most of them are women, old people, the sick, the physically disadvantaged, and children. And tonight, when you go home and you go to bed, whether you're going to have a massage or a bubble bath, a jacuzzi, or whatever you're going to do that we don't want to know about, at that moment that you're really feeling pure nirvana and you're feeling really good, I just want to beg you to send out a little prayer of love to all those people who are catching hell out there, because we will never know compared to them just how fortunate we are in here. Thank you.